Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, November 27th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Rich Carter, the Chief Executive Officer of the Hunt Memorial Hospital District. Birthdays: Bruce Lee, the martial arts movie star, born on this day in 1940. WatchMojo.com offers its list of the top 10 Bruce Lee moments.
Number 1, versus Chuck Norris, Way of the Dragon. Taking the top spot on our list is cinema's ultimate East versus West showdown that pitted Lee against Norris in the Roman Coliseum.
Jimi Hendrix, born on this day in 1942. Hendrix was a regular guest on the Dick Cavett Show. This was not long after Woodstock.
When you mention the national anthem and talk about playing it in any unorthodox way, how
That's
dare
not unorthodox.
Anyone?
That's not unorthodox.
It isn't unorthodox?
No. I thought it was beautiful. But there you go.
Don't you find that there's a certain mad beauty in unorthodoxy?
Number one on the charts in 1968, social commentary from Diana Ross and the Supremes with Love Child.
Started my life in an old cold run-down tenement slum. My father left, he never even married Mom. I shared the guilt my mama knew, so afraid that others knew I had no name. This love we're contemplating is worth the pain of waiting.
On the KETR events calendar, over 50 area tuba and euphonium players will present the 5th Annual Commerce Merry Tuba Christmas Concert. The performance will take place outdoors on the square in downtown Commerce, Saturday, December 7th from 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. The concert, free of charge and open to the public, is presented by the A&M Commerce Music Department and the Harvey Phillips Foundation. It's the Commerce Merry Tuba Christmas Concert, 12:30 to 1:30 p.m., Saturday, December 7th. In downtown Commerce. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Rich Carter, the Chief Executive Officer of the Hunt Memorial Hospital District. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Rich is going to talk with us this morning a little bit about the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, and the effect that that is having on the Hunt Memorial Hospital District, or better said, the Hunt Memorial Hospital District's relationship to it and the involvement that you all have with it. Has this, all this turmoil, all this hullabaloo, has this affected you guys to any significant extent?
Well, it has not changed much at this point. What we have decided to do is to participate in that rollout. We see our role as the community hospital provider, and we see our role as trying to let the community know that they have an option. Whether you agree with the Affordable Care Act, whether you want to, you choose to participate with the Affordable Care Act, that's a personal choice. But we want you to know that you have a choice, and especially if you do not have insurance, that you have a choice.
Your main involvement is going to be primarily in helping people to sign up. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have applied and received our designation as a certified application counseling organization. And it's called a CACO. And we received that designation. And so we have been training several of our staff members to be certified counselors. And with that comes a responsibility to follow the rules and the regulations of the Affordable Care Act process, and so we are prepared to do that. As we understand it, once you are considered a certified organization, then your organization is listed on the HealthGov website as an application counselor. And so we that should have been done. I don't know if it's on the website yet, but it will be shortly if it's not. And then we are expecting to be open for business, if you will, for individuals who might have an interest in evaluating their options early December. We don't have a set date yet. We've ordered some computers. We've got some internal structures we have to facilitate. And then we just have to get started. Now, in Hunt County, there are two products available. One is a Blue Cross product. One is a Cigna product. And there are different products. Each product has four or five choices, from a bronze to a platinum. With the bronze being the most basic and the platinum being the most elite. And as I understand it, the bronze is basically has a 40% copay. So insurance pays 60%. You, the individual, pay 40%. And the platinum has a 10% copay and a 90% coinsurance payment by the insurance company. Of course, the pricing is materially different because the coverage is materially different. And each has what I would consider to be some substantial deductibles, $2,000 and higher. You know, so, you know, it still is a consumer-oriented product where you are incentivized as a consumer to shop. But, and certainly in a catastrophic capacity, it's going to have material benefit mm-hmm. for anybody who chooses. Now, if you question whether you can afford this insurance, that's what this process is for. To apply, to receive quotes, and then so you can make the decision on, can I afford it? And if you are somewhere between the 100 and 400% of the poverty level, you will apply for some degree of governmental subsidy.
Now, when someone contacts you, of course, and when the website, the federal website, the famous healthcare.gov is back up and running again, and you guys are listed on there, people will find you that way. But I would presume maybe on your own website there would be some connection there that someone could find and figure out how to get in touch with you.
Well, certainly we will have that on our own website. It is undecided what other type of publicity or promotion we will conduct. There will be some, and certainly as individuals access our organization, maybe you come to the emergency room, maybe you come for an outpatient procedure, that we will and we determine that you have no insurance, we will share with you that you have this opportunity. And this is all done based on appointments. So we recommend that you place a phone call to our counselor line, and that phone number is 903-408-5888. Once again, 408-5888. And then we will respond to that phone call and schedule an appointment for you.
But you think it's going to be around the 1st of December before you're really ready to start fielding calls on a serious basis?
Yes, it will be the 1st of December or thereabouts. And we are going to have sites in Greenville, Commerce, and Quinlan.
Well, we're out of time, and I want to thank you for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. Rich Carter, the CEO, Chief Executive Officer of the Hunt Memorial Hospital District. If you'd like more information, go to huntregional.org. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.